Now then, from time to time, we are going to get some advice of lockdown, particularly for older people. And from now until the lockdown, May Quaid is going to join us. And May is chair of the Older People's Council in Wicklow. So, hello to you, May Quaid.
Good morning, Declan.
Good to talk to you. And how are you keeping?
Monotonous, is that the word? I'm a bit bored, but look, at every day is the same, Declan, and, you know, trying to make it a little bit different. I bought a dog for my husband, and by God, is it different, I'll tell you. It's worse than having a baby in the house, but look, you know, we need to sort of get out and go for a walk or do whatever, but it is very, very boring, and particularly for people that would have, you know, health issues that can't get out, it's very difficult. But, you know, it is what it is, and we have to get on with it, and that's it.
Yeah,
you know?
And, of course, life goes on still, so there has to be, you know, interaction with things that are necessary, and, you know, the post office, or maybe various things to do with government and pensions and all sorts of things. So what's your thoughts on how older people can interact with these agencies?
Yes, well, what I wanted to talk about this morning was every one of us have a public services card. You can collect your pension with it. You use it for your free travel, but nobody's using it for that, I'm sure, at the moment. But I noticed about 2 weeks ago that mine was out of date, and normally you would get a letter from the Department of Social Protection saying that, you know, that they would be sending you a new card. So I got on the website and I had a look at it, and they said that you had to call. So I rang the department and they informed me they weren't, you know, renewing cards anymore, that they, you know, you had to ring up yourself and ask for it. So I duly asked for it, and they asked me for my PPS number, and they issued me a new card within, I'd say, 5 days. Because, you know, I'm not saying that the post office wouldn't give you your pension, but at the same time, it looked bad that it was gone out of date. So the number to call, can I give you that number?
Sure, yeah.
For people to use? It's 071-967-2338. Will I repeat that?
Yes, please.
071-967-2338. 338, or you can email them at registerofusers@welfare.ie. registerofusers@welfare.ie. But I think the phone number is possibly the best thing to use.
Right.
You know, because you get through very quickly.
Obviously, if people, you know, collect their pension, they're known anyway, mostly in the post office, but
of course they might
want to go out and might have the daughter collect them, or there might be some complications. But does the card have to be produced, you know, each time, even if it's not?
Yes.
Is it supposed to be?
It is, yeah. And what happens is you know, you give them the card and they flash it through a thing. And then you have to sign. It comes up on a little thing outside, and you have to sign your name, and then you get your pension.
Right. That's now, for those who get them, say, into their bank account or so, and if it goes out of date, presumably they just write to you and say your card's out of date. Oh, maybe they don't. Maybe they don't.
They're not writing at all, because my husband gets his pension paid into the bank, and his card was out of date on the 6th of January. So when I was on the phone, I mentioned this as well, so they sent the two cards.
Right, but his could continue, because he was being paid in the bank, they just continued paying. But
person
who has to go and show the card in the post office, they run into trouble because the thing doesn't scan maybe anymore.
Well, I don't know if that happens, Declan, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it could happen, and it could mean that somebody would need their money desperately to pay for their heating and their food and whatever, their rent, goodness knows what else. And, you know, they would need their card. So it's just advisable that, you know, everybody should have a little look at their cards and say, well, I wonder, is that out of date or am I still okay? It's a bit like your passport. You know, you don't look in that until you maybe going somewhere and you think, oh, my God, it's out of date. And if you're going to America, you know, if it's out of date within a certain time, they won't let you go.
they still write to you, I think, and I've heard that they still write to you to see, are you still entitled to collect the pension? They're basically checking to see if you've passed away or not, I think.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. So,
there is some contact.
Yeah, there possibly is some. It's like your medical card. I mean, we have a medical card here, and our doctors resigned. They retired, actually, at the end of this year, or last year, sorry. And I got two new medical cards in the post, and I said, what the heck are they sending me these for? Till I realised that they had changed the doctor's name on the end of it to the new doctor. And, of course, I hadn't looked at that. My husband did, but there you go. So, anyway, can I speak to you about on post two? On post delivery staff will continue to check in regularly with seniors along with their postal routes. And if family members of older or vulnerable customers can register for a specific free check-in for a relative at onpost.com/communityfocus. So, you know, if they're concerned, they can get in touch with onpost and the postman will check in to see
That sounds great, yeah.
And there's a pick-up for older, vulnerable customers as well. If they're not able to get out to buy stamps for a card or a letter, their post person will pick up the item and on post will cover this postage. So they'll pay for it.
And just one last thing, the Citizens Advice Centres, are they open or closed?
Yeah. The Citizens Advice Service is offering a telephone and email service until further notice. Appointments can be offered to callers whose query cannot be completed by phone. Appointments will be hosted in the citizens' information offices where social distancing can be facilitated. So that means if you know they can't get an answer or whatever and they want to do a face-to-face meeting with somebody in the Citizens' Advice, they can call and that can be arranged for them.
You've covered all that, but I want to ask you one thing, May, and this has nothing to do with government agencies and various post offices and Citizens' Advice. It's looking after the mental health of people in this lockdown that looks like just continuing. And then the worry that if you do step outside, sure, you don't know, you know, where this virus is and it's better to be in your house, maybe. How do people handle that, older people? Have you any advice for them?
Well, you know, I really think they need to stay in their houses. I did something very stupid before Christmas. I was invited to have a meal out with some friends of mine, and I went, lady friends that I play golf with. I went, and I must say, had a very enjoyable evening, but was a bit wary. There were seven of us. So about 3 days after Christmas, I got a text from one of the ladies who was at the dinner, and they'd been tested. Three people had been tested positive for COVID. The next thing was I got a text from the HSE telling me I had to isolate. So, you know, that was very stupid of me to do that. Mind you, I enjoyed it, but it has made me very wary. And for your mental health, I mean, okay, it's the sameness of every day, Declan. You get up, it's the radio, and if nothing, only flipping bad news. I don't mean your programme now, but if you listen to RTE, it's just awful. And, I mean, I know they have to tell us these things, but if you're on your own, it's very terrifying and it's not good for your mental health. So I would advise you just once a day to look at the news on the television, possibly the 6 o'clock news where they, you know what I mean, or maybe lunchtime, if that's what you want to do. But it's the sameness of the whole thing. That's what I discovered. I don't know what day it is. I'm trying to remember, is it the 26th of January or is it the 26th of February or where the heck am I? You know, it's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. And, you know, some older people that have religious persuasions, they used to go to Mass every day. That's all gone. You know, I mean, I know they can listen to it on the radio or whatever, but it's not the same thing. It's the interaction with people. And that's what's missing.
Yeah.
You know, we can't meet and talk and sit down and maybe gossip or give out hell about something that's annoying the hell out of us. But, you know, it's all gone. You know, and I'm a very strong person, and there's days here, I had a day where I cried all day, and I thought, what the hell am I crying about? I didn't even know what I was crying about. I was just depressed. So I said to myself, get yourself out of here. So I went out for a drive in the car. That's what I did. But, you know, I miss my golf. I miss people. You miss everything. I miss the older people's council. We used to have a seminar every year and an AGM, and the crack was mighty. And we had all these politicians there, and we used to give them heck, you know. We'd say, you know, why aren't you doing this, that, and the other? They got quite used to us, really. Because as you get older, you can say what you like, really. That's very
cool. May, we talk to you, next time we talk, I hope that's soon, on that issue of what to do to make things maybe better, ideas and things like that.
Exactly.
That'd be great. But there's one last question has just come in here. It says, please ask May, is there anywhere I could get help to make a homemade will?
Well, there you go. Now, that's an interesting thing. Can I find that out for the next time I'm talking
please.
To you? Because I need to do that for myself, because I looked at our will the other day, and we moved back down to Bolton Glass 20 years ago, and the will relates to our house in Dublin, and that doesn't make it legal.
No,
so
it doesn't.
So I want to find out something about that as well, so I certainly will find that out for the next time I'm talking
Brilliant.
To you.
Brilliant. Okay, well, let's make a date for next Tuesday then, okay?
Yes, okay, that's the date.
Okay,
and you
and me,
much,
May.
Dexter.
Fair,
yeah,
fair
you
enough.
You and great. I. Yeah,
all
that
right.
Sounds very exciting. Looking like that.
Oh, I'm telling you, May.
Years.
I'm telling you.
Okay, Dexter.
All right. Good
thank
to talk
you
to you.
Very,
take
very
care.
Much.